to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's Political Commentary.
This morning with Morgan Godfrey. Kia ora, Morgan. How are you?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being on. It's nice to have you back, and with plenty of big topics to dig our teeth into this morning. We've got Simon Bridges' speech that he made a couple of days ago. Also, we're going to talk about the New Zealand First Foundation and some of these serious fraud office situations happening at the moment, and also Winston as well. So let's start with Simon Bridges. What is this speech basically that he's made, and what is it sort of, I guess, setting up for their electoral campaign?
Well, he sold this speech as his big economic reveal, or his big economic policy reveal, which when he delivered it wasn't really that at all. Mm. He dangled tax cuts, which, you know, the National Party does usually every 3 years, right on time for an election year. But other than that, there wasn't too much detail, which is a bit of a joke, to dangle tax cuts in front of voters when, you know, we have this unprecedented infrastructure deficit or infrastructure crisis, especially in Auckland, mm-hmm. Where we need billions of dollars spent just to catch up, let alone billions of dollars more, to actually build and plan for the future or for the next 20 to 30, 40, 50 years. So it was a bit of a damp squid. nothing much was going on. It was a fizzer. So it was a bit disappointing after what was promised and what was delivered. I thought it was actually a bit of a missed opportunity for him.
Mm. I'm quite interested in what you think about how Simon Bridges is doing as a leader for the National Party in this big election year. Of course, people have obviously compared him to his predecessor, John Key, and also compared John Key to Jacinda in terms of their ability to be a charismatic leader. What is Simon looking like this year?
I don't know if you saw, about a year ago, UMR put out a word cloud poll, where voters associate certain words with Simon Bridges, and in big font, there were words like untrustworthy.
Ooh,
and I
yeah.
don't think that has changed all that much over the last 12 months. I don't think he has given New Zealanders a compelling reason to trust him now. So I think it's looking pretty bleak. Probably the only good thing for him is he's the kind of politician that will chase every ambulance. Abortion, you know, he's going to have a crack. Euthanasia, he'll have a crack. The surplus, he'll have a go at that as well. So that's probably his one big strength, is that as a politician, you know, he's an opportunist. He'll take every issue mm-hmm. and he'll run with it. I think for his base too, that's worked for him. He promised at the outset when he first became opposition leader, you know, that his party would hound the government, and it really has done that. And I think the base has liked that because it's held pretty solid down there in the low 40%.
Mm.
So that's been good for him. But for the, you know, 10% of New Zealanders maybe who swing between different parties, between Labour, New Zealand First and National, I don't think he's done anything to convince them that National's, you know, the sort of party you should give your vote to this year.
Mm. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of these kind of, I guess, contexts that are shaping what we're seeing in this election year, which is, of course, the serious fraud office investigations that are going on. There are some against the New Zealand First Foundation. Of course, there are also some against, now we've seen it's Jamie Lee Ross, amongst others as well, amongst the National Party. Let's talk about the New Zealand First Foundation. How is this going to affect New Zealand First going into the election year, in your opinion, Morgan?
To be honest, I think it'll drive them below the 5% threshold. A donation scandal back in 2008 did exactly the same thing with a vehicle called the Spencer Trust, where billionaire Owen Glenn was donating to New Zealand First. And it's kind of weird that history has repeated itself in this way. It's almost like these kind of things are irresistible to Winston Peters. So I think New Zealanders, or New Zealand First voters rather, mm-hmm. Won't be impressed and will probably move back to Labour and National, and New Zealand First will probably score just below 5% if the scandal continues, especially if New Zealand First is charged with electoral offences, because the police are investigating. The Electoral Commission did refer it to police. So, you know, it's looking pretty grim for them, because they're another party which, you know, a lot of people would associate with words like untrustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
And this only seems to reinforce that.
We've seen a lot of sort of, I guess, for want of a better phrase, mudslinging, I guess, between the different allegations going on amongst the parties like the National Party, who've made quite the point of distancing themselves from the allegations in front of the Serious Fraud Office at the moment. Do you think they will be affected in the way that New Zealand First possibly might be affected by their separate allegations?
I think to a lesser extent. It is notable that the Serious Fraud Office isn't taking any current National MPs to the High Court. So I think that's quite significant. So I don't think it would damage them in quite the same way. You do have to note, though, that when Jamie Lee Ross commissioned these donations, that he was doing so as the chief whip of the National Party. People in the party would have surely known. Jamie Lee Ross did record conversations with Simon Bridges where he was telling Simon Bridges what was going on and what was happening with these donations. But at the same time, if you listen to that recording, Simon Bridges wasn't taking the bait. So, yeah, it'll have an effect, but at the same time, I think there's enough distance between Simon Bridges and National and Jamie Lee Ross that it's not nearly as damaging as what will happen or is happening to New Zealand First.
Also, on the topic of New Zealand First, Winston Peters has been doubly in the media this week because of the photos that he has supposedly leaked to Cameron Slater's new blog, the follow-up to Whale Oil. What are your thoughts around this? What is the reason why people are up in arms about this, Morgan?
It's almost an exact repeat of 2014. I don't know if you've read the book Dirty Politics, but it's almost the exact same tactic, laundering attacks, political attacks through political blogs. That's exactly what appears to have happened here. Winston Peters at first said it was us who took the photos. We took the photos. Who we was, it wasn't quite clear, but it must have referred to someone in New Zealand First. But then, of course, about 24 hours later, or 48 hours later, he said, no, it wasn't us.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to believe his first answer rather than the second. So it's, that's another reason, I think, that they could be driven or probably will be driven below 5%, because it just looks so crooked. The donations, following journalists, it's kind of creepy, really.
Do you think
following people?
Yeah, it doesn't sound good on paper, and basically any other way you look at it. Do you think this is going to be shaping up to be more of a two-horse race this year, or are we still going to see coalitions on the cards?
Mm-hmm. I think a lot depends on the Greens, whether they get back in this term. If New Zealand First doesn't get in, that benefits National because the vote is redistributed, and National will probably be the largest party. So if New Zealand First is gone, most of the vote will be redistributed to National. And with ACT at their side, they might just get there. So it's very important that the Greens get back, and possibly also the Māori Party, who are leaning towards Labour this time around rather than National.
It will be certainly a very interesting year, and I'm looking forward to talking to you more about it in the future, Morgan. Thank you so much for your time this morning. It's lovely to have you back on the show, and we will chat to you again in a few weeks.
Cheers, Rachel.
Thanks very much.
You just heard a bit of political commentary
this morning.